We start the third parak of the Masechta. So the mission begins as follows. Ein sadin dagim min ha-beibarim b'yamtiv. A person is not allowed to catch fish from beibarim. There are different large areas of palms. We'll look at ponds, rather. We'll look at Rashi in just a moment. Vein nosin lefneim mizonos. You can't place food in front of the fish either, so you can't catch fish, nor can you feed the fish. Aval sadin chayiv ha-of min ha-beibarim b'nosin lefneim mizonos. But in front of a wild animal and in front of a bird, one is allowed to take them from the beibarim because they're considered already caught if they're in the various beibarim. We'll see again what that is in a moment. And you could feed them as well. So what is a beibar exactly? So Rashi explains the first Rashi in the parak here. Ein sadin dagim. You can't catch. Catching is one of the melachos and Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'yafagav the shechita v'afio bishul me'avos melachos. And even though shechting and baking and cooking are all avos melachos, and yet hutru letzarach Yom Tov, you can perform them on Yom Tov. Letzarach ochel nefesh. Time amishum di'ef shem erev Yom Tov, because you can't perform them erev Yom Tov, because if you do, they're going to go bad. If you cook something erev Yom Tov, if you shech something erev Yom Tov, it goes bad. We're concerned if you shech the animal erev Yom Tov, by the time you eat it on Yom Tov itself, it's going to spoil by that point. So that's why there's a heter to do shechita afia bishul on Yom Tov itself. Aval says Rashi, say that catching something efshel to the mibod yom. You could catch the animal, the fish, erev Yom Tov, place it in a little fish tank or something where it's considered caught. It won't die. Take it. So it's only considered catching fish if it's in a large area, hard to catch. But if the fish is in a very small contained area and you grab it, that's not called catching. It's already caught. Rashi explains further. Beibarim shel dagim. What's considered an area of fish that's considered a beibar? Hein brichel shemaim. A large pool of water, a large pond. To catch a fish from a pond, that would be a violation. In terms of Beibarim Shachaya, says Rashi, one line down, Karpefos Mukafen Gether Saviv, Vekontin Latochan Chayos Habar, Beyoldos Begadosh Sham. An area, Karpef, which is like an outside area, I don't know, but not a courtyard, but it's a backyard, a large backyard, which is fenced in. So that's really, when it comes to Chayos Veofos, that's considered caught already, and you can take the Chayos and Ofos from those Beibarim. Then further Rashi is you can't feed fish because fish can fend for themselves. If it's in a pond, the fish knows how to eat the grass and whatever eats whatever the vegetation in the pond is, it's able to be self-sufficient. You can't feed the fish. But if you have a chaya that's fenced in your large yard, it has no way to eat other than you feeding it. Therefore, you have a responsibility to feed the chayos and ofos. And that the Gemara, the Mishnah says further, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, he adds, lo kol beibar mishavim, not all areas are created equal. Zakal, this is the rule. Kol mechusar tzeda, that which lacks being caught. It's not already considered caught. That's usur. But if it's she'enu mechusar tzeda, if it's not lacking being caught, meaning it's already considered caught and captured, that would be mutter. So we've seen in the Gemara, there's a machlok is whether or not Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is arguing the Tanakhama or he's just simply explaining Tanakhama. We conclude that he's simply explaining the Tanakhama. He's simply saying, if it's already considered caught, so you could take that on Yom Tov. If it's not considered caught, then you can't take this on Yom Tov, and we'll define those terms in the Gemara. So Gemara now says, Urmini, Beibarim shel chayiv shel ofos ein tzadin mem Yom Tov. So this Brisa argues in our Mishnah. If you have a wild animal, if you have a bird that's in a beibar, in the fenced area, one may not catch that on Yom Tov. That's a violation. And ve'ein nosin lefneim mezoros, nor could you feed such animals. So kasha chaya chaya, kasha ofos a ofos. Because our Mishnah said, both by a chaya and an oaf that were in Beibarim were actually permitted to be taken a Yom Tov. Here the Brisa says one may not take a chaya and oaf that are in a Beibar. So how do we reconcile this machlokas? So the Gemara explains that no kasha, there's no contradiction. Sorry, Bishma first. Chaya, chaya, lo kasha, this makes sense. The two wild animals, that's not a contradiction. So ha, Rabbi Yehuda, ha, Rabbanim. The Mishnah was authored by one, and the Brisa was authored by the other. Ditznan. The Mishnah tells us this appears in Maseches Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hatzad Sipor L'Migdal, if one catches a bird into a migdal and places it like in a little cabinet or something, Vitzad L'Bayah, Tzvi L'Bayah, or you catch a deer in a house, that's Chayef. Because you've now contained both the bird and the deer into small areas. Those are respectively, that's subject to the Isser of Vitzad. So the Gemara is Medayik now, L'Bayah Tzvi L'Chayef, if you catch a deer into a house, that's where it's Chayef, because you've accomplished Tzad. About the beibar malob, if you put into beibar, that's not being considered caught. That's considered running around, roaming around. So just like on Shabbos, if I bring it to a beibar, that's not called tzad. So on Yom Tov, it's already in the beibar. That's not caught either. And if I were to take it from the beibar, that's a violation of tzad. So Rabbi Huda is like the brisa here. that a Beibar is not considered contained. And Chachamim Omrim, Tzipor LeMigdal, he agrees that putting a bird into a Migdal, into a little tower, a little cabinet, is a Tzad. Utzvi LeGinu LeChatzer LeBeibar would be a Chayv as well. So he says not only bring a deer to a house would be Chayv Tzad, but even a Tzvi into a Chatzer, into a Beibar, would also be considered Tzad, which means it's already caught. If it's in a Beibar, if it's already caught, that means you can take that from the Beibar. You could take the Tzvi from the Beibar on Yontif. So the Rabbanah are like our Mishnah. So that's very simple. The Mishnah was authored by the Rabbanim that allows you to take from the Beibar, the Chayos, and the Brais was authored by Rabbi Yehuda that the Beibar is not considered Nitzo dinner. It's not really considered Kort, and you may not take it from the Beibar Nyantif. So that makes sense. Chaya Chaya. Ela Ofos, Ha Ofos, Kasha. That's the problem. How do you distinguish between different types of birds when they're caught? V'chitame, if you're going to tell me, Hanami Lo Kasha, it's not a contradiction. Habe Beibar Mikoro. It depends whether the Beibar is fenced in or rather roofed in or not. If there's a roof, that means the bird's caught and you could take it on Yontif ready. If it's open, it's not. There's no roof, then it's not caught because the bird can fly away, in which case you cannot take the bird from the Beibar. So that's the distinction. Gemara says can't be the case because Habayis, the Kibbeibar Mikora Dami, a house, which is like a roofed a Beibar. It's a roof, of course, in a house. And yet, everybody agrees, Bein the Rabbi Yehuda, Bein the Rabbanan, Tzipor LeMigdal in the Bayis Lo. That if you bring a bird into a little cabinet, into a little closet, that's Chayv Tzad. But if you bring it to the house, that's not Tzad. The bird could still fly around. Ah, the Bayis is covered. We don't care. It could still fly around. It could fly through windows. And therefore, that's not considered caught already. So what's the distinction between a Tzipor where it's permitted to catch it from the Beibar, where you cannot catch it from the Beibar? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Huna, Hocha B'Tzipor, Duror askinan shein makabelas maros. We're talking about a particular bird, a very aggressive bird, a tricky bird. A duror, we'll see in just a moment, it means it's able to live anywhere. So that's a hard bird to catch. So normally a bird that's brought into the house, that's considered sad, that's considered caught. But this wild, aggressive, tricky bird, this seaport duror, which flies around, even if it's brought to the house, that's where you say that bird's not chayiv, because it can still fly away. It's not chayiv until you bring it to the migdal. But that's the difference. So our Mishnah, which says taking a bird from a duror, from a beirar, is mutter. That's a stam bird. A bird in a beirar is considered caught. But a tzipor drawer is not considered caught. That's where we say it's usser unless it's brought to the migdal. That's the brisa. So the Gemara explains further. Again, nahacha b'tzipor drawer askinam she'enu mekabel marus. It does not take upon itself, any mastery. No one can master over it. It always flies away. The tana debay Rabbi Shmuel lama nikra shma tzipor drawer. Why is it called tzipor drawer? Shedara bebayis kibisada. It can live fine in the house like it does in the field. It's able to escape to different corners. Rashi says b'tzipor drawer. Shadar bibayas kibisada shayodas li shamit bizavios abayas lachotzad. It knows how to sneak in this corner and into that corner. It's very hard to catch. Lachach nikris dror al shem dira shadar bichomakum. It's called dror because it lives wherever it wants to live. So there's an interesting discussion in the Mefarshim whether this tzipor dror firstly is a kosher animal or a non kosher animal. That's question one. Number two is it is even considered a specific animal or this all birds could be trained to be wild or could be trained to be domesticated. So the Ramban thinks it's no particular bird. Tzipor dror is a bird that's not domesticated. That's all. It has not been trained. Maybe it can never be trained. That's a discussion amongst the various Mefarshim. Now the Tana says in terms of the question whether it's kosher or not kosher, basis Gemara, he tries to prove that it must be kosher because we're only talking about, you can only catch kosher birds. You can't catch a non-kosher bird on Yontif. There's no tzorech ochel nefesh. So the only relevance of talking about this is if it's a kosher bird. So he proves from this Gemara it must be a kosher bird. The Shach says not true. Because we said the tzipor dror is the case in the Mishnah on Shabbos where you can't catch that bird unless you bring it to the Migdal. The case of Shabbos is the tzipor dror, which only if you bring it to the Migdal is it considered caught. You bring it to a bias, it could fly around. Shabbos is not relevant about, you can't shecht it. There's no heter ochel nefesh on Shabbos. When it's talking about the Gemara in Beitza and Yontif, that's talking about a stam bird. But again, the Gemara in Shabbos was talking about the Migdal versus bias. That's an okimta of the tzipor dror. There's no shaykhis of a heter ochel nefesh on Shabbos, and that's why it can make sense to be mokim that case of Mishnah on Shabbos on the tzipor dror. That's not a proof that's necessarily kosher. Okay, interesting conversation. The Gemara then sends further back inside. Here we are, hachi. Now that we established this, that the case of the ofos is not one of Rabbi Yehuda versus Chachamim, rather it's different types of birds, so then we can say the same thing, chaya, chaya, nami lo kasher. mean, we don't want to say a Bryce and a Mishnah were authored by two different people. That's not our top answers we like to give. We like to have everyone, if it's the same Mechaber, the same author of different Mishnahs and Bryces, and we have another distinction. So let's maybe give another distinction of Chaya Chaya. Why one Mishnah says you can catch a Chaya from a Beirar, and the Bryce says you may not catch a Chaya in the Beirar, and not be mokim it, Rabbi Yehuda versus Chachamim. Rather, they're both referring to Rabbanim. Lokasha, Habe Beibar Katan, Habe Beibar Gadol. Depends whether it's big or small. In other words, if the Chai is in a small Beibar, a more contained Beibar, then that's considered caught and you could take it on Yom Tov. When the Mishnah Shabbos says not, that's on a Beibar Gadol with animals, plenty of room to run around. That's not considered caught. And if one does catch it from that Beibar on Shabbos, it would be in violation of Tzad. So that's the Gemara's answer. So now what's the definition? How does one define Beibar Katan, Heichidam and Beibar Katan, Heichidam and Beibar Gadol? What are the definitions? The Gemara gives a few definitions here. Amar Ashi kol heicha derot abasve mati lebechad ashachia beber katan. If with one swoop you take one like direct line, a beeline right to the animal, you could catch it in one direction. That means it's considered small. But if you need to stop and go and catch it this way and that way, make a turn here, make a turn there, that's already considered beber gadol. Idach beber gadol. Anything else is a beber gadol. Inami. Second answer. Kol heicha deika ukse beber gadol. Anything that has corners here, corners there, it's not a very small area, but it's big areas with different, cracks and crevices in the fences for the animals to hide in, that's a beber gadol. V'idach beber katan, anything else is a small beber. And thirdly, in the last answer is inami, kol heicha denofli tulei dekase hadade, beber katan, where the shade, when the sun begins to set or begins to rise, and the shade of the fence begin to overlap on each other from the northern one and the eastern one are overlapping with each other, that indicates it's a small beibar. When anything else, idach beibar gadol, when the shade of the fence is not overlapping each other, that's considered a larger beibar. Okay, so that's the Gemara. So now the Gemara quotes from the end of the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo kol beibar mshav, and not all beibar are created equal. So Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So Amar Le Abaye, Halacha, Michal the Pligi. From the fact that you're saying we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel implies that he argues in the Tanna Kamma. Is that true? Does he really argue? Amar Le, my Nafka Melina. Who cares? Who cares whether he... Right now we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Whether he argues in the Tanna Kamma or doesn't, it doesn't make a difference. We don't paskin like Tanna Kamma. So what are you making such a big deal about? So this next line appears a few places in the Gemara. Rashi in different places has different interpretations. So the response is Amar Lei, Gamra Gamur, Zmursa Dehe. A little bit unclear what this means, but I recall one explanation of Rashi is Gemara simply a song that we don't care about the meaning, we don't care about being precise and exact. Of course we care about being precise, meaning even though we may not pass like Tanna Kamma, in the end of the day, it's important to know precision whether Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argues on Tanna Kamma or not. It's not simply a song that we sing. Others say, other Peshatim are, no, it actually is like a song, and therefore whether it's correct or not correct doesn't make much of a difference. I'm not sure how to read that second shot here, but somehow I think the simple understanding is that we need to know, we need to be precise, and therefore it makes a difference whether he's arguing or not arguing. The Maskana, we assume that he is not arguing, the Mepharshim say, and he's simply elaborating, explaining the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. So Gemara now says, two wide lines down, Zeklal, called Mechusar Teda, anything that's lacking Teda, so then if one catch it, is subject to the Isser of Tzad. Heichidami Mechusar Teda. What's an example of something that lacks being caught? So Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol She'omer Hove Mitzuda Unitzudenu. When you say, please bring me the chap so I can catch it, that means it's lacking Teda. So Amar Le'abaye, Vaha Avazin V'tarne Golem She'omerim Hove Mitzuda Unitzudenu. Don't we have when it comes to geese and chickens? When a person says, "Oh, bring the little house, we could catch the birds," we say that it has to be to catch it, and yet still, Tani the Brisa says, "Hatzad avazim v'tanigolim v'yone hardisos pater." That if one catches them on Yom Tov, it's pater. Machlokes whether it's mutter or pater val aser, but certainly not considered chayiv. But why not? If I have to tell someone to bring me the trap to catch the chickens, trap the geese, doesn't that mean it's lacking teda and should be chayiv, not pater? So Amar Abba Bar Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel, Halu Ban Lekluvin Le'ereva, Halu Ain Ban Lekluvin Le'ereva. No. In the end of the day, if you were not to catch your chickens, by nighttime the chickens are going to go back to its chicken coop and knows where it goes. These types of birds, the geese, will go back to its home. You don't need to catch them. Yes, it might be helpful to catch them. You might not be able to catch them on your own. You might need a trap. But if you don't catch them, they're going to go back to their homes anyways. They're very trained, well-trained. as opposed to other birds, other animals, that they're not going back home in the end of the day at nighttime unless you catch them. That's considered mechutz tzeda. So Gemara then says that barei yone shovach v'yone aliyah debarn the clove in the erev. These types of birds, they do come back at home at nighttime. If you don't catch them, they still go back to their nests. V'tanya hatzad yone shovach v'yone aliyah v'tziparim shekanenu b'tfichim, that they made their nests in some types of cracks in the beibaros. It's chayiv. So it's not true. Many birds go back to their homes at nighttime, and yet it's still subject to tzeda. So that's not the difference when they go back home or they don't go back home. Ella, the difference is Amar Rabba by Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel, Halu ban lekloven le'erev umizonosan alecha. Not only do they go back to their homes after, but they're under your watch, your responsibility to feed them. If you don't feed them, they're going to die. That added element shows you that they're yours, they're domesticated, and they're subject to subject to being trapped. However, halalu, these birds, even though they're born the cloven in the erev, even though they go back to their homes and that's at nighttime, vein mizonos and alecha, they're not your responsibility. You don't have to feed them. They're considered wild, and therefore, if you do catch them, you are chayiv in sod. That's the first answer of the Gemara. And Rav Meir Amar, he gives a different answer. He says, "Hani avidi lerbuye, hani la avidi lerbuye." Said, "No, the chickens don't escape. When you catch them, they don't escape. The other birds escape. It depends how elusive they are." So Gemara said, "What are you cool nami avidi lerbuye? You try to catch any animal, of course they're going to run away." So Gemara says, "No, leklubim karminan avidi lerbuye." The answer is that once they get to the homes, the chickens are in their homes, the little boxes, the nests where they live. They're not running away from the homes anymore. However, the birds, even though the birds that fly, that they go to their homes, do you try to catch them from their homes? They will fly away, so they're more elusive. So either way, we have two different answers, how elusive the birds are versus the chickens and geese, or whether it's your responsibility to feed them or not feed them. That's the definition of what's considered mechutzer tzeda versus what's not considered mechutzer tzeda. New Mishnah tells us now in the bottom of Chav Dal Amud Aleph. Metudas chai v'of v'dagim. You have traps of wild animals, birds and fish. Sh'asan me'er v'yamtif. You set them up before yamtif. You cannot take them. If you find the next day on Yomtif that the bird is trapped in the trap or the fish or whatever else it is, you cannot take them on Yomtif because it may have been trapped on Yomtif itself, and that's a violation of Muksa. It lacked Tachana. Elam ken yodea shenitzod me'erev Yomtif. Unless you know with certainty it was caught erev Yomtif. It was caught erev Yomtif, that's already considered a Muchan, and you can actually retrieve the animal, the fish, wild animal, on Yomtif. So Umaisa b'nachri echad, once the Nachri came, Shehevi dug him the Rabbi Gamliel. He brought some fish to Rabbi Gamliel. Vamar Mutarnhen, he says, they're mutter. You could catch them. El Shein return the Kabbalah Himan. I still want to accept them from you. So you're going to see in the Gemara, we just said before, it's a Maisa Listor. I don't understand. We just said you cannot catch from the fish from the trap on Yantiv. How is Rabbi Gamliel say it's mutter? So see, there's a machlokus between the Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel about whether or not Suffolk Muchan or not is considered us or not considered us. We'll get to that in just a moment. But before doing so, just look at Rashi. It's an interesting Rashi and an interesting halacha here from this Rashi. Rashi writes in the Mishnah, El she'ein ritzoni lekabel himan. I don't want to accept Shani Sono. I don't like him. So like him means that I think he's referring to, he doesn't like the animal, doesn't like that fish. So whatever is caught for him, he wasn't interested in the food. So there's an interesting discussion here that when it comes to the din of Sono Matanos Yechia, so the Shita of the Riva, the Bali Tosas, he holds that the concept of not accepting gifts, Sonim Matanas Yechia, is only true you don't accept from a Jew. You don't accept a Jew for a gift from a Jew. But if a Gnachri offers you a gift, you're actually allowed to accept. Why are you allowed to accept from them? Because that's considered saving Kemetzel Miyadim. Like the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, if it came to their holidays, let's say you're not allowed to do business, but let's say you have an opportunity to get and collect money from them. If you don't collect now, you may never collect from them. That's called Metzel Miyadim. You're saving from them. So if they give you a gift, that's considered saving from them. You're allowed to accept from a Gnachri. The din of a Sonim Matanas Yechia is only true from a Yid. That's the Chiddush of the Riva. So they point out, some Achronim say here, wait a second here. So Rashi should have said, the reason why I didn't accept from the Nachri is because Sonim Matanas Yechia. Why are you saying because he didn't like the food? It should have been Sonim Matanas Yechia. It must mean that Sonim Matanas Yechia does not apply to a Nachri, and that's what Rashi had to interpret differently. He didn't like the food. That's why he didn't accept it. So that's an interesting din that comes from this Gemara. Now let's go right to the Gemara. The Gemara says further. So let's explain this din. This Maisa Rabbi Gamliel seems to go against the Tana Kama. So Maisa Lister, it's a Maisa Lister. We said in the beginning you cannot collect food from a trap unless you know with certainty it came from Erev Yomtif. Here Rabbi Gamliel was willing to accept from the Nachri even though he did not know when it was accepted, when it was caught. So Maisa Lister. So Gemara says Chasur Mech Seira. There's something missing here in the Mishnah. The Hachi Katani. Safek Muchan Aser, that if you have a case where you don't know if it's caught or not caught, it's considered Safek Muchan, and therefore be Aser, and according to Tanakama, and Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Matir, he says you're allowed to have this. Umay Sanami Benachri Echad, there was a story once, that Echa Benachri Echad, Shehevi Dogim, Rabbi Gamliel, he brought fish to Rabbi Gamliel, but Amar Mutarin had his mother, because I assume Safek, even though I don't know when he caught it, but Safek Muchan is actually Mutti, he felt. El She'ein Ritzoni Lekal Behemot, I don't like the food, I don't like the fish, thank you so much. So, interesting question here, but wait a second. How could Tanakama hold that Safek Muchan is Aser? What's Safek Muchan? It's Muksa. It's a question of Muksa. Muksa is at worst an Iser Midirbanan. Then we have the concept Safek Midirbanan Lekula. So what's different here? How come the Tanakama says Safek Muksa is actually Aser? Why are we Machmir? So some Achronim explain here, it's based actually Tos Yisharim, it's actually Tosas. He writes that since Muksa is not simply an Iser Midirbanan, it's actually they treat it like an Iser Derais. If you remember the Gemara's in Pesachim, there was a man damar that Muksa is an Isser deraisa. We don't accept that lumaskana, but that was a havamina, and that indicates the severity of a Muksa, and therefore, even though normally Safek derabanan is a lakula, Muksa is an exception that we assume Safek Muksa is a deraisa. That's one pshat. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a different approach. He says this is not a question of Muksa or not Muksa, it's a question of davar sheyesh l'matirin. We've already learned, when it comes to davar sheyesh l'matirin, we don't allow for bittul, even though it's an isser midrabanan, we don't apply bittul. Here as well, he felt, since it's davar sheyesh l'matirin, meaning the fish will be mutter tomorrow, even though it's only an isser midrabanan, we don't allow you to rely on the suffix lakula now, and wait till tomorrow after yontif in order to eat it. Fine. Back inside the Gemara, now last few lines, the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda Meshmuel, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. We do not pass like Rabbi Gamliel. In other words, we pass like Tanakama that Safek Muchan is actually Aser. Viki demasi la'aha. Others have the din on the following brisa, the Tanya, where it's very clear, Safek Muchan, Rabbi Gamliel Matir, Rabbi Yeshua Oser, and Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shua halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua, that Safek Muchan is Aser. So same exact psak, just different dialogue. Viki demasi la'aha. And others have the statement on the following brisa, the Tanya, going on to Amud Beis now. The Gemara says on top of Chav Dalet Amud Beis here, Shochtin Minha Nigarim. Nigarim are some type of small areas. If you have animals and chayos that are contained in a small area, you could shech them in Yomtov. That's considered ready. You need Tzodim, it's already considered Mukhanim. That's allowed. Aval lo mina rishasos o mina michmaros. These are types of traps. These are traps where you don't know when they're caught exactly, that you may not shech them in Yomtov because that's Safek Mukhan, which is Aser. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, ba'u matan mekukolim meir of yamtif. If, let's say, you came and you saw a trap, was already, I don't know what the word is, disengaged, or it was ready, it was snapped, meaning something was caught. You didn't look inside the cage, but you saw the snap of it was already, like, I don't know, like, imagine like the string hanging from the tree and there's a little trap. So that you saw it already reacted, but you didn't see the cage of an animal was caught there, but you saw the mechanism did work. So if you knew that Erev Yomtif, that you found the Ba'u Matan Mekukolim, Me'erev Yomtif, B'yadua, it's certain then, Shem'erev Yomtif, Nitzodu Umutarn, that's certain that the animals caught Erev Yomtif, and therefore Mutar. Ba'u Matan Mekukolim B'yomtif, if you only find it on Yomtif, that it was Mekukolim, so then the din is B'yadua, Shem'yomtif Nitzodu V'asur, and then you have to assume that it must have been caught on Yomtif, and therefore would be Asur. So Gemara says, wait a second, there's a contradiction. We have opposite implications from Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Hagufa Kasher, that's an internal contradiction. Because Amris, we initially had said, Ba'u Matzan Mikukol Me'erev Yomtif. If you found it, that the trap was already used, the mechanism was used on Erev Yomtif, then Bi'adua Shim Erev Yomtif Nitzaldu. Taima, only because the Ba'u Matzan Mikukol Me'erev Yomtif, only because you found Erev Yomtif that way. Hasreka, let's say you weren't sure, then the din would be, the implication would be Asur. But now you have the opposite implication from the next statement. Ema Seifa. Ba'u Matan Mekukol Me'yamtif. If you found that the trap was activated on Yomtif itself, then Bi'adua should be Yomtif Nitzaldu. That means you know for sure that it was activated on Yomtif, it was caught on Yomtif, it would be Asur. But time of the Ba'u Matan Mekukol, only because you found it activated on Yomtif. Ha, Sreika, let's say you weren't sure when it was activated, then Me'erev Yomtif Nitzaldu, we can assume Lekula, it was caught Erev Yomtif, and would be Mutarim. So that's a contradiction within Rabbi Shimon Elazar's his answer himself. So what's the answer? So the Gemara says as follows. Gemara says that, last line, where we go, Hachi Kamar, Ba'u Matzan, if you found Mekukolim Me'erev Yomtif, Bi'adua, Shemerev Yomtif Nitzaldu Mutarim. If you found that it was activated Erev Yomtif, then for sure it's Mutar. However, Hasreik, if you weren't sure when it was activated, then Nasa Kemisha Nitzodu B'yamtav, we assume it's as if it was, we assume Safek L'chumra as if it was caught on Yantav itself, V'yasurin. So that's Machlokas here. So again, the Tanakhama, this very long brayso, at least a long explanation, Tanakhama said, Safek Safek would be mutter, and here it says Safek would be usser. And the Gemara says Amar Yehuda Mishmuel Halacha Kabbishun Ben Alazar. That's how we paskin. If Rashi explains who holds Safek Muchan usser. So that's three different ways to say this din. We have paskin Safek Muchan usser. So now the Gemara says Amar Mutarnim. So we had in the Mishnah that Rav Gamliel said that the Nachri Echad brought him fish. He has mutter, I just don't want it. So what does it mean mutter him? Mutter in terms of what? So the Machlokas Amarayim here, mutar lemai. Rav Amar mutar lekabel, you could receive it. In other words, it's not muksa. Rashi explains here, lekabel metiltel, you can move the item, to chuli hai lo achmer besafik muchan, de litzerei betiltel. Even though, again, this understanding is that even Rav Gamliel agrees, even Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees, that the Safik Mukhan is actually usher to eat. He just says they were not so machmir, they let you move it, it's not subject to muksa. Again, the chuli hai lo achmir besafik mukhan de litzrei betilt, they were not that machmir. Aval, biachila lo sharina Rabbi Gamliel, but to allow you to eat it, that far Rabbi Gamliel did not go. That's the first opinion. That's the sheet of Rav. Kamzong Levi, Levi Amar, mutar and biachila, now you're actually allowed to even eat it. Safik Mukhan is mutter entirely. So Gemara says, Amar Rav, li olam al yimna adlam atzma mi beis medrash. The person should never remove himself from the base medrash, even for a moment, because you never know what you're going to miss in the base medrash. The Anna, Ulevi, Rav says, Levi and I, we were both Havin and Kamei the Rebbe. We were sitting in front of Rebbe when we were learning. And Kiyam Milash Shmais, when he said this particular sugar, this pshat, Beorta in the evening, Omer Mutar and Bachilei Paskin, that if you have a Safik Mukhan, it's brought to you, you can actually even eat it. However, B'tzafra, by the morning, Amr Mutar in the Kabbalah, he retracted and said, you're only allowed to move it, but you're not allowed to eat it. So, Ana, I, says Rab, the Havid Bei Midrasha, I was in the base medrash even in the morning, Hajabi, I was chozer because Rebbe was chozer, Rebbe Gamliel was chozer. However, Levi, the Lahavid Bei Midrasha, he was on the base medrash in the morning, Lahadarbe, he did not retract because he did not hear the retraction, so therefore a person should always stay in the base medrash. So, Gemara asks a question on Mesive. Nachri Shehevi Doran Lisol. Nachu brings gifts to a yid. Afilu dogim hamufulamim uperis benir yomim mutarim. Even if the fish are so fresh, they're freshly caught from the river today, or fruit that are picked today, you're allowed to have it. You're allowed to have it. Ah, so why are you allowed to have it? Isn't it a question of it was picked on yantiv? So bishmai understand the mandamar mutarim the kabel shapir. If you assume that no, you can't eat it. You could simply move it. So this pshat makes sense. You're not allowed to eat it. Okay, in a chanami is a suffix case of suffix muchan. The suffix muchan, you could move it. But not only can you move it suffix, but even a vada case. Now again, this halami is a strange halami because the Gemara quickly rejects it. So I'm not going to go through it too much. But the Gemara says not only is a suffix muchan mutter lekabel, but even a vada muchan, the mandamar, you're allowed to even move it. You just can't eat it. And the mandamar mutarn bechila, if you think mutter means you could eat it, Paris b'nei yoman mishari bachila. If fruits were picked today, mamish day on Yom Tov, you could eat it. Certainly not. Well, I said, wait a second. Just like you can't eat fruit the day of, the tameich paris b'nei yoman b'nishari mitiltel, you can't move fruit that were freshly picked today either. Doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, okay, it's not a case of where it's picked today. Rather, ela bikavre dadimi upiri de kvishi b'yarki. What it means is the fish was really picked yesterday. It was caught yesterday. It was Erev Yom Tov. But it's still the redness, the freshness of the fish is so strong, it's keel was picked today. And the fruit still as well. They were picked yesterday, but they're still so fresh, it looked like it was picked today. That's what it means. So Ella Bakavri Dadimi Bapir de Kvisha Biarkaskin, Vamai Karle Bnei Yomim, Shane Kain Bnei Yomim, they look like Bnei Yomim, they're not actually Bnei Yomim, and that's why it's about mutter. But Eina Hanami, had they been caught today, or if they were picked today, everybody would agree it would usher to eat it today. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We started with the Mishnah talking about catching fish and animals on Yom Tov and feeding them. And the Gemara ended up saying that there's a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. That was the first understanding we had about the definition of catching. Then we distinguished between different types of birds. A bird, a tzipor dror, that does not take upon himself. You can't really control, you can't domesticate, you can't train it. Versus other birds which are trainable. Then we had a distinction between a biber katan versus a beber katar, gadol, three definitions of what's considered large versus what's considered small, the shades overlapping each other, or the little cracks and crevices to hide in, or if you could catch it in one full swoop, or you have to kind of run around after it. Then we passing Rabbi Shimon Gamliel did not argue, rather he just explained the sheet of the Tanakama, and we pass in that way. And then we define what's considered lacking tzeda. Is lacking tzeda an animal that goes back to its house and you need to feed it, versus not their responsibility to feed it, or referring to the animals which are elusive versus those that are not that elusive. Then the Mishnah said in the bottom here that question of Savig Muchan is Aser, Savig Muchan is Mutter. That's a machlok. We have three different places. We pass in the Maskan at the end of the day. Savig Muchan is actually Aser. And then when Rabbi Gamliel, even though we don't pass like him, who said Mutter, the Savig Muchan is Mutter, where the Mutter meant Mutter Lakabel, but you can't eat it, where even Achil is allowed. And we end up saying that Rebbe retracted in the base Medrash, and he retracted that it's only Mutter Lakabel. And we had the Klal Yolam Al Yimei Adam Atma be base Medrash, Afil Shah Achas. And then finally, I had the question of the freshly picked fruit and freshly picked caught fish. That's a mutter. How can it be mutter? It's picked today or caught today. And Mara says, no, they actually picked yesterday. They just were as fresh as if it was picked today. Okay, everybody have a wonderful Shabbos and a good Moed.